The Gemara, Masech the Shabbos, Taf Tzadik Dalam and Aleph, quotes the Mishnah, as a chai b'mita potaf al mita, if somebody carries out a live person on a bed, not only is he potter for carrying out the live person, but he's also potter for carrying out the bed. Says the Gemara, Lemas Nitzin Rabbanan, Reb Nosson Hivalei Rabbanan, it seems our Mishnah that holds that if you carry a live person, you potter, represents the opinion of Rav Nosson, not Rabbanan. The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, if you carry an animal or a bird to Rishus Rabbim, bein chayim, bein shchutin, whether if they're alive or if they're dead, chayiv. Rav Nosson Omer, al shchutin chayiv, if they're no longer alive, you're indeed chayiv for haitzah. However, val chayim potter. Why? Neshechai noises atzma. Reb Nosson introduces the concept of chai noises atzma. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, afilu tam rabbanan. We could say that our Mishnah that seems to subscribe to the concept of chai noises atzma could even be following the opinion of the rabbanan. For at kan lo pliga rabbanan leid Reb Nosson. When did the rabbanan disagree with Reb Nosson? Ela behema chai v'oif. Only by animals, the mishabatei nafshayu, they make themselves heavy. That's how Rashi learns. Avil, adam chai, a live person. Even the rabbanon, the noises atzmai afilu rabbanon moida, the rabbanon will agree that chai noises atzmai. But then the Gemara continues to say later in the Sugya, Reb Yochanan, Umayd Reb Nosson Bekafis, that even Reb Nosson, who has a much broader application of the concept of Chai Naises Atzmai, will agree that an animal or a person who's tied, there we don't say Chai Naises Atzmai, and that you would be Chayif for carrying such an individual. So Taisvus over here immediately quotes Rashi. The Rashi says the reason chai noise is atzmai is because the person makes himself lighter when he's, and therefore he's there. There's a concept of chai noise is atzmai. Tosfos is very troubled with that pshat because even if we'll say that this is indeed a physical fact, that a person makes himself lighter, so what? Is there no chiv for carrying a light object? As we've learned so many times in the sugyas that we are now in middle learning, even on a very light object, a groigris, that halacha is that you're not, that's considered carrying. And Tosfos goes on to say, and even if you'll say that the person who carries himself, that the person is helping in the carrying, that still it should be no worse, as Tosfos, than a case that we just discussed on Daf Tzadik Beis and Daf Tzadik Gimel of Zeh Yochel, the Zeh Eino Yochel, where one person can do an activity and the other person cannot do the activity, that the halacha is that the yochel, the Gemara taught us, is chayiv. So even if the chay is participating in the carrying of himself, the halacha should be, it's like say yochel, is there any yochel, that the halacha is that one is chayiv for carrying under such circumstances. So Tosfos answers, and in a few minutes, Emetz Hashem, we will discuss Tosfos' teretz. But Tosfos answers, the reason why Chai Noise is Atzmai is because in the Mishkan, we don't find that anything living was carried. The Tchoshim and the Elim walked by themselves, and the Chilazim, they killed, they immediately squeezed out the blood, as we learned, of the chilazon before it died, because as we learned, the blood of the chilazon is clearer and better when it's alive. So there was nothing live carried in the Mishkan, which serves as the limud, as the source, as we know, for all Malachas Mishkan. I did see that the Tzitz Eliezer in the Tshuvas, in Chelik Yud Gimel Simen Lamed Beis, asked in the said that he heard from his father, who asked in the name of Rav Chaim Berlin, that in the Mishkan there was something that was carried live, that was the Shamir that was carried alive. So he answered that the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Soita, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, Tan Rabbanan, Shamazeh Briyasa Kesaira, it was very small, just the size of a barley, or Mesheshe Shemei Breishas Nivner, it was there from the beginning of creation, Ve'ein Kol Dover Kosher Yochel Lam Befanav, nothing could stand in its way, and continues the Gemara teaching us there, B'ma Meshamrim Oysoi, they used to wrap it in wool, in balls of wood, and they put it into like a metal lead tube. So it's in the category of kafis. Kafis, says, we just learned in our Gemara, everybody agrees that even Reb Nosson, who says chai noises atzmai, agrees that by kafis we don't say Chai Noises Atzmai, and the Shomer was wrapped in a way that should be considered Kafis. So that question is answered. So we essentially have two different approaches in the Rishonim, Machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos, why we say Chai Noises Atzmai. Rashi's approach is because a person makes himself lighter, he contributes in his being carried, and Tosfos says, because we don't have the concept of Chai Noises Atzmai, we didn't find in the Mishkan that they should carry living things. So what is the nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos's Pshat? One nafkamina, I sort of the Sefer Piskei Tshuva says, is what happens if you're carrying a sleeping person. If we say that the Vart is like Tosfos, like Rashi says, that a living person makes himself lighter, that can't be said when the person is sleeping. But if we say that the Vart is that because in the Mishkan they didn't carry living people, living things, so it makes no difference if he's up or he's awake. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is actually a very important shaila, which is discussed by the Tashbats. The Tashbats is quoted by the Piskei Tshuva in Simen Kuf Tzadikei Yoredeya in Hilchas Nida. We know that the halacha is that when one's wife is a Nida, there are hachokis. There are certain things that they may not do with each other. And one of the halachas, the halacha in Simen Kuf Tzadikei Sif Beis, is Lo Yigaba Afilu Be'etz B'Ketana, V'lo Yoshit Miyadai Shum Dover, Miyoisha Miyoda Loyoda Shum Dover. He shouldn't give anything from his hand to her hand. Veloya Kablena Miyoda, nor may he take anything from her hand. Quotes the Piskei Tshuva, Sif Gimel, Sif Cotton Gimel, Vayim Batajbat Chel Gimel, Simon Nun Ches, or the Simon Reishlamit, Shakosov, the Mutta Little Miyoda Hatinuk. That even though we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch that when one's wife is a Nida, he's not allowed to pass anything to her, she's not allowed to pass anything to him, they may pass to each other, a very common shaila, a child. Mishum dechai noises atzmai, v'hu eino oisa klum, he's not really transporting the child, elatinik atzmai hu yoitse mecheik imoy ubal aviv. The child is going by himself from the mother to the father. A tremendous kula, the Tashbat says. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Hei here quotes this Piskei Tshuva. He says, I am this Piskei Tshuva Sif Gimel, Sif Katan Gimel B'Shem Tashbat. And he says, V'tamani, eiza inyan hu l'chai ois noises atzmai. He says, what is the connection between Hilchas Nida to our issue of chai noises atzmai? What is the Aruch HaShulchan saying? So the Aruch HaShulchan, and there's a discussion on the subject in the Shail Sechuvus Shevet HaLevi, Chelet Beis Simon Tzadik Beis, and in Chelet Dalid Simon Kuf Yud Beis. And they essentially what he's saying is that the Machloikis of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Tashbats is really the Machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos. Because if we follow the opinion of Rashi of Chai Noiseis Atzmai, that when I'm transporting a child, I'm not really transporting the child myself. The child is very much connected in transporting himself. So therefore, you could apply this concept even to Hilchas Nida. But if we follow the approach of Tosfos, that the concept of Chai Noiseis Atzmai is a very new rule, which was set strictly to Hilchas Shabbos, as Tosfos said, because by Hilchas Shabbos, we find that they didn't carry living things in the Mishkan. So that's only something that's relevant to Hilchas Shabbos, not to any other area of Halacha. And therefore, the Shevet HaLevi, and so too that I see Rabbi Yoshev, very much hold that we can't rely on the Tashbats to, say the concept of Chai Noises Atzmai. But perhaps, as we get deeper into our shir, we'll be able to understand when and where not we can rely on Tashbats, even according to Tosfos. But getting back into the point that Tosfos made, which is a very interesting teretz, that Tosfos says the reason we say Chai Noiseis Atzmai is because we did not find in the Mishkan any situation of Chai being carried. The Rishonim and the Achronim asked two very obvious questions. One is, if that's the reason, if the reason why when you carry a living person there is no problem because it wasn't so in the Mishkan, so why does our Gemara use the words Chai Noiseis Atzmai? The reason is a different reason. The reason is because it wasn't found in the Mishkan. And furthermore, asked the Mefarshim, just because something wasn't found, something actually wasn't done in the Mishkan, excludes it from being Osir and Shabbos? Haven't we learned many times that what is actually the difference between an Av and a Toldah? And we've explained that the difference between an Av and a Toldah is an Av is an activity which was actually done in the Mishkan, and a Toldah is something that's similar to the Av but wasn't actually done in the Mishkan. So the fact that something actually wasn't done in the Mishkan isn't a reason to exclude it from it being a Malacha. So the Mashal, in answer to this question, really says that Tosfos doesn't mean to completely exclude the Svara of Rashi, of Chai Noiseis Atzmai, that the person makes himself lighter. What Tosfos means to say is as follows. The fact that he makes himself lighter in itself is not enough of a reason why we should say that he's not Chayiv on Shabbos. Rather, there's a combination. Because we have the concept of Chai Noiseis Atzmai, combined with the factor that in the Mishkan they didn't transport living things, that combination is the reason why you're potter for carrying a live person on Shabbos. The Pnei Yeshua has a different approach. The Pnei Yeshua's approach is that we go back to the one of the first Tosfos of the Masechta. The Tosfos at the beginning of the Masechta taught us that Haitzah is a Malacha Gerua, and therefore Haitzah has very limited applications. different than other malachas, and therefore by Hatzal, if the actual activity that we're discussing wasn't done in the Mishkan, even though there is reason to make it Aser, the halacha is, we say that it's a malacha geruah, and if it's not exactly what it was, it's not Aser. Reb Chaim Brisker in the Kisrei HaGrach says that the reason we're not going to be chayiv is because even though, as Tosfos said, when we have a situation of Shnaim Shesua, with Zeh Yochel, with Zeh Eina Yochel, the halacha is that one is chayiv, this is different. And the way I think, what I think Reb Chaim means to say is as follows. When we speak about Melacha Hatzah, the Melacha Hatzah is that the object is carried by a person from Rishus HaYochel to Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim, Dalet Amos. What causes the person, what causes that object to be carried? The person who's carrying it. But in a situation where it's not the person himself who's carrying it, it's someone else, there's another force that's helping it being carried, there we can't even call it Shnaim Shesua. And I think the pshat is, going back to an opinion that we quoted from the Rishonim when we spoke about Shnaim Shesua. So we learned that the Rishonim that teach us that pshat Shnaim Shesua is that when are you chayiv, when the person has to have expended all of his energy, of all of the energy that he could have expended to do the malacha. Hatzah on a dove chai, by definition, prevents us from expending all of that energy, because the chai will always participate in his carrying. And since the chai will always participate in our carrying, that limits my involvement, the involvement of the person who's actually carrying the chai. And since it limits the actual involvement of the person who's carrying the chai, therefore, you can't be chayiv. I think that's what Reb Chaim Brisker is trying to say. There's actually a beautiful vart from Rabbi Shulei Diskin. The pasuk he says by the Akedah, the pasuk says, V'yakad es Yitzchak benoi, v'yosem oisai al mezbeach, mimala eitzim. So he said, what is the pasuk teaching us? The pasuk is teaching us that first Yaakov Avraham Avinu tied up Yitzchak, and after he tied up Yitzchak, he put him on the Mizbeach when he was already tied up. So he asked the obvious question, why did Avraham Avinu tie him before he put him on the Mizbeach? Shouldn't have he tied him after? Isn't our Gemara teaching us, as Rabbi Shulei, that when a person is not kafus, he's much easier to carry? So shouldn't Avraham Avinu waited to tie him until afterwards? Answers Rabbi Shulei, because the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, V'haleihu sham lo'ayla. What does the pasuk mean, V'haleihu sham lo'ayla? That you, Avraham Avinu, yourself, should be the one to put Yitzchak on the Akedah. Now, if Yitzchak will be untied, as we're learning, Chai Noises Atzmaim, and all the explanations that we just gave seem to point that if a chai noises atzmai, it doesn't mean that I'm being malahim, he's helping the person participating in his being carried. But that would have been not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. And since that would have been not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, Avraham Avinu had no choice, but v'aleihu sham lo'ayla, he first had to tie him up, and then, and only then, put him on the Mizbeach. But Tosfos, the next Tosfos over here, asks another question. He says, the Gemara, later in HaMasechta, on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, says, the Gemara, Rava says, that if somebody carries a child, Rav Nosson says, you're potter. Why? Rav Nosson, that we just learned, Chai Noises Atzmai. Ask Tosfos, but our Gemara just finished teaching us that even a child, that even the Rabbanan agree that by a person they subscribe to the concept of Chai Noises Atzmai. So why is Tosfos Why is the Gemara saying that Rava's opinion is only consistent with the opinion of Rev Nosson? Answers Tosfos that a katan of a small child is like a behemoth. And by behemoth, the Rabbanan don't agree with Rev Nosson. There they don't say chai noises atzmai. How are we to understand Tosfos? So there's a Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Ches Sif Katan Ein Aleph that actually addresses this issue. Because the question is that Tosfos is teaching us that even though the Rabbanan agree that by a human being we say the concept of chai noises atzmai, it's not in all situations. It's a limited application. And the question is, what is that? At what point do we say chai noise atzmai or not? The Ran says that as soon as the child is old enough that he could pick up one leg, that he could somewhat move, he could pick up one leg and put down another leg, that is already considered the they were going to say chai noises atzmai. The Baal HaMor disagrees. And the Baal HaMor holds that the child has to be older and more mature in order to be able to say chai noises atzmai. And this is a very relevant question. Could there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chayin, Simen Shin Ches, Sif Mem Aleph, which is actually based on a Gemara that we're going to learn later in the Masechta, Daf Kuf Chav Ches. The Gemara, the Mishnah, the Halach is, He Shemadades Bano, Afila B'Shus Rabim, Ovachloi Tegreyu, a woman could walk with a child in the Shus Rabim, as long as she doesn't schlep him, Eliyeh Megbiya Ragla Achas, V'yaniyah Chashniya Loretz. He has to be able to pick up his legs. V'yash and Aleh Achiyach V'yaniyah Ragla Shigbiya, Shenimtzel Oilem Hanusha Ragla Achas. So there's two ways of understanding. So the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that under certain circumstances, we can be makel and letting the child walk this way only in a situation where the child can walk somewhat. Why? Because we said, now the question is why. So the Magen Avraham has two different approaches. One approach is the approach of the Ran. The once the child is mature enough that it can lift one leg and put down the other leg, we apply the concept of chai noises atzmai. Other, however, says the Magen Avraham, it could be that that isn't true. That just because the child is that big, that isn't enough. He isn't yet in the category of chai noises atzmai. Just, he says, that here we're referring to a situation of a karmelis, that it's a reshus derabbanan, we don't have a deraisa, and the chazal were makel that if the child is not actually being lifted, so we don't have a real act of aitzah, and it's a reshus, and it's a karmelis, so that's why chazal were makel. So again, the Magen Avraham is really teaching us two very different reasons for this halacha. Is the one pshat is that once the child is this big, we say chai noisei es atzmai, just that he could do any form of walking. Or another pshat is that since we're in a reshus of the rabbanon and the child is not being lifted, then the halacha is we could be more lenient. It's important to point out, and the Mishnah Berura makes this point in Sif Katan Kuf Nun Dalet. He says, and let's read the words of the Mishnah Berura. Vimke Avalisa Osei Atseifoi, to carry a child on one shoulder, Osel Kulama, one may not carry. Chai Noisei Es Atzmai, says the Mishnah Berura, is only a ptur for the Raisa. It's still also the Rabbanim. V'yesh mehamoyim, says the Mishnah Berurah, shenichsholim b'zeh, shenoysin k'tanim al k'sveim, that they carry children on their shoulders. And they make this mistake because they say the child is old enough to walk by himself. Don't we have the concept of chai noises atzmai? Says the Mishnah Berurah, shgogahi. The issed rabbanon yesh b'kol oifin. There's an issed rabbanon to carry a child afilu b'karmus. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says, umikom makim toiv mlemnoya meloy mehen. In his times, apparently, this was very prevalent. So he says, don't say anything to this if you see a person carrying his child. Shavadilah yishmalanu umutu shei shogim v'aliyeh mezudim. The cotton, she'eni yochel leilach ba'atz meklal. Some says the Mishnah Berurah, but if the child is so small that he can't walk himself, chayiv l'roiv ha'paskim chinos b'rishus rabim. He says, if you carry such a child in Rishus Rabbim, you're over in Issa Deraisa. So, say the Paiskim, and Ramosha says this in the Igros Moshe, Eirechayim, Chelek Dalid, Simen, Tzadik Aleph, and so too does the Shmir Shabbos, Kelchosei, Paskim this way, in Perik Yud Ches, Sif Nun Aleph, that if you have a child, Rechman Letzlan, that even if it's a Cholish Ein by Sakana, and you don't live in a place where there's a Shus Harabim, the halacha is you could carry him, and if it's even in a Shus Harabim, but Makim Choli, since it's a Shvus, if he can walk by himself, so it's only Osamad Rabbanan to carry a child that can walk by himself, but Makim Choli, Chazal, were makel to be over a drabonim. That is also one of the reasons that Lutzairich Mitzvah, a separate issue, not the subject of today's shir, can you carry a child, can you bring a child to a bris milah on Shabbos through a goy? And do we apply the concept of chai noises atzmai? But again, we go back to the beginning of our shir. We don't apply the concept of chai noises atzmai, certainly according to Tosfos, by a child who can't walk by himself. Because a child who can't walk by himself is in the category of a kofus. And a child who's in the category of a kofus, there the halacha is you can't rely on Chaynosis Atzmai. And in fact, Ramosha in that tshuva says, if somebody is walking with a child in the street, and we know sometimes children don't cooperate, and he wants to pick up the child because it's just more convenient for him than to wait till the child decides to walk, he says we shouldn't, that's not mutter. The heter is only, as we're learning, but makim chayli, especially when it's in the Rishus de Rabbanon. But to rely on carrying a child just because of the concept of, even if a child that can walk, just because of chay noises atzmai, says Ramosha, one cannot rely on that heter. But now that we're making this distinction between chay noises atzmai, between where the child could somewhat walk himself or not be able to walk himself, now maybe we could understand the Tashbats that we quoted earlier in the Shia better. The Tashbats is not referring to a child that can't walk at all. He's probably referring to a child that is in the category that the Ran mentioned, that he could already start walking. Such child, the Tashbats will say, at least according to the Ran, we could say Chai Noises Atzmai. But a child who can't walk at all certainly is in the category of a kofus and cannot be carried even midaraisa on Shabbos. And with that, we could speak about a question that Tosfos discusses on Daf later in our Masechta on Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, the very Maskil Rebbe, that discusses a question if there's a bris that has to be conducted on Shabbos and they didn't bring whatever they need for the bris before Shabbos, how could they bring those the knife and whatever else is needed on Shabbos by carrying through Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? And the question is obvious. Tosfos asks, why are we discussing different ways of being able to carry a knife, which certainly does an Isser Hotzah? Why don't we speak about carrying the child? By the child, don't we always have the ability to apply the concept of Chai Noises Atzmait? But now we're learning a very bechidish, that even according to, even Tosfos, who holds Chai Noises Atzmait, will not hold Chai Noises Atzmait by a child who's just a little baby, he's having a bris, he's only 8 days old. Such a child is certainly in the category of a kafus. And by kafus, the rabbanon don't apply the concept of chai noises atzmai, and therefore carrying the child is not one of the options that the Gemara in Daf Kuf Lamed could suggest.